99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar. Kelly, what are setting the bar stories?
It's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you already are in some sort of trouble, you know? I guess Matthew had the best of intentions of trying to maybe get out of trouble, but this isn't the way to go about it, all right? So, who can manage to make it through the day without calling in a false crime to distract police from the trouble you're currently in, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. In his mind, it was the perfect plan. Like, listen, if they got something more important to go concentrate on, they'll forget about me.
Yep. Matthew was in a car that got pulled over for speeding. Here was the thing. Cops were like, boy's been drinking. and the officer kind of called for backup just to have more officers on the scene because there was a bunch of people in the car to like do the field sobriety checks, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's when this happened from WCHS-TV.
Several of the people inside of that car seemed drunk, so they requested backup to watch the passengers during a field sobriety test for the driver. Now, before that backup arrived, a man called and reported that a gas station had been held up in South Charleston.
Okay, that's Matthew. Matthew's in the back seat going, I know what I'm going to do. I see over yonder there's a gas station. I'm going to call in a robbery.
Near the exit where the traffic stop happened on I-64. Now, dispatchers then noted that the caller who dialed 911 was actually near the traffic stop and not near the store that was allegedly robbed.
Okay, so hang on a second. So
is he literally in the back seat, like covering the phone with his hand like, hey.
Yes.
There's been a robbery.
Yeah, he actually says, look, there's a robbery at this gas station. Obviously, it was close to the exit where they got pulled over. He could see it from where they were on the car. But the dispatchers, when they traced the call, were like, well, wait a minute. This call isn't even coming from the gas station that's being robbed.
Uh-oh.
It's coming from where these officers are on the scene. Pulled over these. So the officers come up to the car and they're like, hey, did one of you just make a phone call?
No.
To 911? And they're like, yeah, no. And they're like, and so they had the dispatch get the number and they literally made a phone call to yes, and it rang in the back seat. They're like, what?
Matthew, is that your phone?
Yeah. No.
Well, that is a strange coincidence.
Right. So again, Matthew's now in a whole heap of trouble. Uh-oh. He's got busted. He got arrested for falsely reporting the robbery.
Oh, man.
He just made a bad situation worse.
Wait, if he's in the back seat, he wasn't even driving the car, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so he wasn't even going to be on the hook for the speeding ticket.
Yeah, I don't know if he was already drunk and was just worried that, man, I know what we're going to... It was probably one of those things where it was like they saw the lights behind him. He was like, here, hold my beer. I got a plan.
Was he underage? Was he worried about being busted for being drunk too young?
No, he was in his 20s, like 25.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Again, setting the bar stories. These are always stories that show other people failing so you don't have to.
Do you think he's sitting there going, if I would have just shut up? It would have been fine. It wasn't my issue to begin with.
I know.
It wasn't.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a false crime to try and distract police from the trouble you're currently in, you're doing okay.
Yeah, and if there's lots of people in the car, they could all pull together and help pay the ticket, and it wouldn't have been that bad for anybody. Oh, no.
They weren't thinking like that because they're dumb boys.
Okay.
That's Set of the Bar on 99.7 DJX.